streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Jeff Schwartz played in the NFL for 8 years. His brother Mitchell, of course, they wrote a book called Eat My Schwartz. He loves his Pac-12 football.
Yes.
And the Big Boys Club this Sunday, Fox Sports YouTube, 7:30 Eastern, Big Boys Club. All right, so the draft is coming.
Yes.
It's a lot of guys like you. It's linemen that don't get love. It's a lot of linemen. The quarterback class, it's not great. Yeah. No, I had a Super Bowl-winning general manager tell me, a guy I trust implicitly, Kenny Pickett's a third-round player.
Yeah, the quarterbacks aren't going to have many first-round grades. You might take them early because you want a quarterback, but the first-round grade thing is not going to be there.
My two GMs feel the exact same thing about Willis. He is worth a first-round pick. Remember, he only played two Division I teams, and I don't think he threw a touchdown pass
again.
He played Ole Miss and Coastal Carolina and didn't throw a touchdown pass. So they're like, he is – you know, people said Lamar Jackson was raw, but he was in the ACC. He was dialing up guys all the time.
The thing with Malik Willis, though, is that his size, right? Like, people compare him to, like, he has the physical traits of a big quarterback, but he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Allen had physical traits, but he's also 6'4". Justin Herbert had physical traits, but he's 6'6". Like, now you have the big arm but in a smaller body. That doesn't translate as well. So there's a lot of projection with the quarterbacks. So if you take one early on, you're just hoping they're going to be great.
Okay, so a lot of these teams, you know, the Jets have a couple picks, Philadelphia, there's a lot of teams, Giants, a lot of people have a couple picks. Do you like Evan Neal for Alabama? Now, I don't like his feet.
He doesn't finish as well. So he gets into blocks really well, and then guys kind of come off of him late. But he's the best pass protector. If you want a pass protector day one, he's your guy.
Like, Alabama left tackle, Evan Neal.
Yes, and he's played right tackle before and guard as well. So if you're a team that has a left tackle, you know, maybe the Giants want to keep Andrew Thomas at left tackle, then you put Evan Neal at right tackle.
Yeah.
It's the finishing part of him. He gets into blocks really well. And then at the very end of blocks, guys kind of fall off of him at times. You know, this class is very deep at the top, but it's not as good as, let's say, like Penei Sewell and Rashawn Slater last year.
Okay.
They're very good, but just not, I think, those two guys.
You get very sensitive with your Oregon players.
Yes.
Because you played there. Kayvon Thibodeau, he's got a brand. He's a little small.
What's wrong with the brand? I don't understand this. This is what the game is now. Guys have brands.
Well,
that to me feels like the people I've talked to that scout him don't worry about that.
What do they worry about?
I think they worry about just his ability to bend it. To bend sometimes. And here's my thing. Like, we use excuses for other players that we don't use for other players, right? Which I don't really get, right? For example, in Oregon's defense, he wasn't asked very often to go rush the passer. He dropped back into coverage. He played inside on rundowns. He played Sam linebacker. And for other guys, we use those excuses. Oh, he wasn't asked to do very much. When he was asked to go get the quarterback, he can do that. And so I'm excited to see what he can do in the NFL. He's got to work on his hands. That's a real thing he's got to work on. His hands are not very good right now for an elite pass rusher, but he has the best first step and he can close the quarterback really well. So I'm excited to see him in a defense where he's allowed to rush the passer from start to finish.
Okay. One more draft thing.
Yeah.
When you look at the Michigan kid, Adrian Hutchinson,
yeah,
would he have been hard to block?
He has good hands in college or the NFL.
Well, I mean,
in college, he's advanced for a college pass rusher.
Okay, that doesn't mean he has a huge ceiling in the NFL.
No, I think he's the most ready guy now
to play.
But KT and Trevon Walker from Georgia have a more athletic upside, I think. Like, just can get better. Hutchinson is what he is now, which is good. If you're Jacksonville, you take him, you put him there.
He starts.
You'll get production right away. Yep. You won't have to worry about that. But is he as good as – will he ever be an elite pass rusher? I don't know.
Now, why do you always talk about hands? Like with Adrian Hutchinson, you're talking hands. Why is that a big deal?
Well, that's what – I mean, if you can knock an offensive lineman's hands off, then you get to the quarterback quicker, right? I mean, it's as simple as that can be. And, you know, Hutchinson's issue, too, is his arms are a little bit shorter than other defensive ends. And so, you know, when you are – if I can get my hands on you first, I can win the rep, right? If his hands are shorter, that means I can get mine quicker onto him, essentially. But if you can knock mine off, if I go to punch you and you knock my hand off, you get around the corner quicker if my feet and kind of balance aren't there. So there's a lot of things that happen with your hands. And if you can't stress me as an offensive tackle really three ways, outside, inside, or through me, I don't have to worry about as much. And I think with Kayvon Thibodeau, he doesn't really have the outside pass rush, like swipe move yet, which we see so popular now in the NFL, that kind of double chop thing. It's very important to be able to knock the hands off of someone.
All right. The center for Iowa,
yes,
is my most undervalued player. I said this 100 times in the entire draft. So Iowa does really well developing,
yes,
NFL players. Like really well, considering they win about 7-8 games a year. So Tyler Linderbaum is the center. And here's what I hear. A little small.
Yes.
But great high school wrestler. Great hands.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to fall to like 24, and somebody's going to get a 7-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's small for center. He's, you know, he's like Jeff Saturday, Ryan Khalil, little Jason Kelce in there. He's an excellent run blocker. When he gets on, as you see right here, when he gets like latches on, you're done. But the center position in the draft, especially early in the draft, is kind of a luxury position, right? Most times, and there's a center draft in the first round, you know, 5 every 10 years about. And we saw last year, I mean, Creed Humphrey, the best center, was a second round draft pick,
yeah,
right? So it's a more of a luxury item. If you look at the teams kind of 1 through 28, like they don't really need a center. Like, they don't need a center. Like, they could use a center, but they don't need a center. And that's why I think he might fall out of the first round, even though he has a first round grade. Is, you know, if you're Cincinnati, you just signed 2 offensive linemen. One of them can play center. Are you taking Linderbaum at 31? I don't know. But otherwise, again, like, it's a very luxury item for teams in the first round. He's good, though. He can play. He's got a first round grade.
You know what? People don't think they need barbells at home, but you get them.
No,
workout room at home. You don't get these babies just going to the club.
But would you take a pass rusher over a center?
Come on. Now that's the second most valuable thing in the league.
But that's the question, right? If you're a team at the bottom of the first round and there's a couple pass rushers that have fallen,
I know a car is more important than my dumbbells.
Well, that's what the draft is about, right? The draft is about value.
Do you have dumbbells at home?
No, I go to the gym. I like leaving the house.
All right.
Yeah,
I love my wife so much, I don't. Anyway, okay, let's talk some NFL things here. Okay, so this is my theory on Deebo Samuel.
Yes.
So Kittle is such a physical player. You're not going to get 17 games out of him. I'm not going to sign my other offensive player.
Yes.
Because similarly, he's a physical player. And that matters. Like, the Rams' best players... Stafford doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Cooper doesn't. Donald doesn't. Ramsey doesn't. Bobby Wagner doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Trent Williams is older. Garoppolo can't stay healthy. Kittle gets hurt. I'm thinking about this going, it would be painful. I don't know if I can make him a top of the market receiving talent.
Well, he wants to supposedly leave to just be more of a wide receiver anyway. So that might not be a fit because he doesn't want to play as much running back. But here's my thing with him. Can we get 2 years of this? So I had this one for one season.
That's
right? The production's but, for
by
one
way,
season.
I could argue like, the production was for eight games.
Yeah, it was about you know, the back half of the season and the playoffs. And so I just think the Niners are like, hey, can we get like half a season more of this before we give you $24 million, $20 million? I think that's a fair thing for the Niners to say. I get why guys want to get paid. I hope every player gets paid as much as they want, as all the time. But I get the Niners being like, can we see like a little more of this?
He only played six games a couple years ago.
Six or seven. Yeah, and so his first year he was okay as a young player.
He was
good.
Okay.
And then he was hurt, and then last year he exploded, obviously. He had 1,400 yards receiving. But it's just like, I think they want to see one more year of this before they pay him.
Okay, I said this about Kyler Murray. And I use Aaron and Kyler the same. Is that they're both a little aloof.
Yeah.
Their grievances go public.
Yes.
They're not as verbal as you would love or communicative. They're not Steph Curry else come off the bench. They're not Mahomes. Like, they're so talented, I'd pay both. But I think what Arizona is saying here is, listen, man, you're a little small. Like Aaron, end of the year, you're not the same player.
Correct.
Like, I get Arizona's a little trapped. Like, I get Arizona saying, okay, you're small to begin with. You have to move to be, like, in the playoff game. He didn't want to run.
Was hurt,
he's not the same player.
Yeah.
So, like, where do you land on that? I mean, you can't let him go.
It's an interesting spot in the NFL because, you know, you really can't win unless you have one of these quarterbacks. The thing with Kyler, though, is where do you put him? 12th best in the NFL? 10 to 12? Somewhere around there?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that's
it. But are you going to pay him, like, the top guy?
It's very hard.
That's the part they're in right now. Plus, I think it's fair to say, hey, look, and this is Cliff Kingsbury's MO, by the way, from the time he was at Tech all the way now. Like, they're bad in the second half of the season. Good in the first half, bad in the second half.
No, does anybody know? It's very, by the way, very true. Kingsbury's career dovetails at the end of seasons.
It's wild how this keeps happening. And Murray, by the way, is part of that the last 2 years, right? He's played well in the first half, gets a little beat up, plays poorly in the second half. And I think that Arizona probably says, hey, look, we can't pay you, or we don't want to pay you $40 million. If you're not going to play well in the back half of the season. And again, is that Kiff Kingsbury's fault? Is it Kyler's fault? I don't know, but Kingsbury's done his entire career. I mean, the 6 years at Tech and now the 3 years in Arizona, he gets worse in the back half of the season. And I think Arizona, your point, they're kind of stuck. They have to pay him, but they probably don't want to pay him what Deshaun Watson's getting, which is what everyone is going to want now. Lamar Jackson's going to say, hey, I want 231. I want it all guaranteed, just like Deshaun Watson has. And that changed the game for quarterbacks.
You know, sometimes there are things in life. I said this earlier, that Brady was not only great, he was profitable.
Yes.
He gave you three home games a year.
Yeah.
So and didn't take top of the market money.
Right.
He's the most profitable quarterback for a team in league history. I won't take Mahomes isn't quite there, but you're going to get.
He's getting close.
So I look at Kyler and I'm like, in that division, we're not going to make a profit off him. We're probably not going to get home games for 10 years.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel like he's going to play 10 more years. If I get 7, I'd be totally happy. In that division, getting home field, it was McVay's in the division, Shanahan. Sometimes you have to look at it and just go, listen, we're going to win a bunch of games with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to win a Super Bowl. We're going to win a bunch of games with him. We're going to drive to the stadium every Sunday for 7 years knowing we can win today. And that's worth a lot of money.
But if you pay someone $45 million at quarterback, you want a Super Bowl, though, I would imagine. Like, that's the issue that I think Arizona and other teams run into, is you're going to have to pay these guys X amount now because of the new deals, but can you win a championship with that? But you also are going to really be really bad without him. So to your point, at least you have a chance to win each week.
Yeah, and I also think if you're going to overpay anybody, that's the position. You don't want an overpaid safety, Seattle. Yeah. Or a right tackle. I mean,
hey, pay the right tackles.
I mean, that essentially.
Yes.
We did this the other day. In the NFL, if you look at what Cleveland's doing, they're doing what the Rams are doing.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett, Deshaun Watson, a corner, and a receiver get their money. The Rams just figured out how to pay four key positions.
Yes.
The Seahawks paid two safeties and a slot receiver.
Yeah.
The Bears play a safety, a linebacker, and a center.
And both the Rams and Browns both have left tackles, too. I mean, Whitworth is retired now, but they have all the main positions. You know, the Rams have done a great job. They just have no depth, right? If one or two guys get hurt, that's it for them. But it already worked. It worked in 1 year, basically, right? We got Stafford. We won a championship. And they're just retooling along the same lines. Like, they're going different than other teams are, but it's paid off for them because they've kept everyone healthy.
All right, Jeff Schwartz. Catch the Big Boys Club this Sunday at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. On the Fox Sports YouTube. Also, what'd you make of the USFL?
I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch.
Did you bet it?
I did. Yes. I live in a state that's yes, but I was 2-0. So I'll take
you,
that.
You were 2-0 in USFL games.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I just picked the best offense. I looked at the trends from the AAF and the XFL in week one. The best offensive coaches and quarterbacks won, like big, huge. So I bet the two teams that I thought had the best coaches and quarterbacks. 2-0.
You're very savvy. You make a lot of money gambling, don't you?
It depends on the sport.
I hit a three-teamer FanDuel last week. I gave it to the America.
Yeah, for free? Yeah.
On the last play of the game, Marcus Smart had his six assists. The last play of the game.
That's why wagering is fun, right? You sit on the TV and you just watch like games I would not watch otherwise to the very last second. I remember the LSU A&M six overtime game. I was up till 2 a.m. figuring out ways in my head that like LSU could cover the three. Just for that reason, just to see who could cover. I didn't care otherwise. I'm whatever.
We're all doing this for fun.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's do it.
Jeff Schwartz.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Oh, those feisty Denver Nuggets.
Well, you know what? Everybody's clobbering Jokic, but he did have a great game.
He had a great game, and so did Aaron Gordon.
Nobody's healthy. Michael Porter's not healthy. Jamal Murray. If Jamal Murray alone was healthy, forget Porter, they'd have a win in the series. They would have won last night's game. I watched the entire game. They were in the game.
Yeah.
They didn't have a shot maker.
They lost 118-113.
And by the way, Poole, Clay, and Curry were making shots down the stretch, and they didn't have a second shot maker. I think it's a health issue for them.
Yes, it is. I mean, Jokic is likely going to win another MVP, so
he's wildly productive.
Yes, 37 points, 18 rebounds.
The people that bang on Rudy Gobert, he doesn't give you anything on the offensive end, and he doesn't distract. Jokic scores 28, and he gives you a ton of assists.
Yes,
they just don't have a two.
An unbelievable passer. Well, Gordon talked about the need to continue pushing if they want the series to last. He said, obviously, the frustration level is high. We felt like we should have won that game. 2-1 is a whole different series, but we're not done yet. All year long, we've been a resilient group, and I expect us to bounce back. Well, they're down 3-0 in the series, so they did come back down 3-1 against the Jazz and the Clippers in playoff series in the bubble two postseasons ago. But this is a Warriors team that is not going to play around. They have a lot of experience in the postseason.
And everybody's healthy now.
Everyone's healthy, and they're going to take this game seriously and, you know, try and sweep the series. Game 4 is Sunday, and the Warriors are favored by 4.5, according to Fox.
Listen, they got a third Splash Brother. I mean, it really is. They have eighth. And by the way, they're all different. I mean, Jordan Poole is such an attacking player. He's such a good. I mean, if you watch some of these highlights, man, he goes right at the bigs.
You know, one of my favorite sayings is luck favors the prepared.
Yeah.
People like to hate dynasties. They like to hate the teams that are seemingly always in the conversation. And if you pay attention to what they do when no one else is looking, that's what pays the dividends.
Yep.
You are what you habitually do.
Yeah.
Do you draft players? Do you develop them? Are you patient? Do you panic when things aren't perfect? It's not really rocket science here. It is a skill to be able to put together winning organizations and winning companies.
Yeah.
Like, generally successful people have more than one company that is successful.
Right.
And there's a ground level thing that people do. The Warriors having this emergence again should not be a surprise to anyone.
Yeah.
They're consistently great. So speaking of great, Jay Wright retired as head coach of Villanova after 21 seasons. And today he addressed what led him to that decision.
I've been thinking about it for a few years. You just think about it. But during this season, it started to hit me that it was just the right time. I started to feel just like I didn't have the edge that I've always had, where it just, the edge always came natural to me. We always ask our players, you're either 100% in or you're against us. We couldn't ask the players, you gotta give 100%, and I'm giving 70%. So I just knew it was the right time.
That's a great answer, by the way.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how different coaches and players come to that moment where they decide that it's time. And everyone has a different reason. Sometimes, obviously, for players, your body gives up on you, or you've just accomplished everything you need to accomplish. But for successful people, he's right. You have to be 100% in. You're not going to have the success that you need to have if you are distracted, or if you've lost that competitive edge that he's talking about.
Yeah.
And he has nothing. He doesn't know the sport anything. He's had an unbelievable legacy career.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. What more do you have to push for if it's not in your spirit anymore?
And by the way, he's going to work with Villanova.
Yes.
He'll be a consultant. He'll help. This is the perfect way to do it. Your legend leaves, and he has Krzyzewski gets an office upstairs. Lean on me if you need me. I'm going to golf a couple times a week. But if you need me for a recruit, you need me for an operational question.
His successor, Kyle Neptune, coached at Fordham last year. He was an assistant under Jay Wright for 8 seasons before that. So they have someone in place, which a lot of these legacy organizations do. And we're seeing success with that as well. You have somebody that has been in the building, that understands how it works, and has also learned from someone who has had a high level of success, then that's the best, you know, transition for it. They reached the Final Four this season, but lost to Kansas, who went on to win the championship. He did talk about the transfer portal and NIL.
What do you say about that?
He was asked if it factored into his decision. He said, not a lot, but a little. And he said his assistants are visionary about NIL and transfer stuff, whereas he's the coach, has to keep up with it. So he's, you know, he did talk about it, influencing it a little bit, which is understandable. It's a massive change.
But I do think the kind of kid that goes to Villanova is not a money grab kid. Like, Villanova is a great school. It's right. A great culture. I mean, Kentucky, you know, the kid that goes to Kentucky, he's a 5-star recruit. You know, I want my dough. And by the way, there are like 4 or 5 schools in the country. They're going to go after that 5-star guy. Villanova's been living on 3-star recruits from Maryland forever.
Yeah. I mean, I think to your point about the transfer portal, it obviously needs to exist for multiple reasons other than just going to another school to get NIL money. Like, there are lots of reasons why kids transfer. So they get into it with the coach. They bring in a freshman that takes their spot. Like, there's all kinds of reasons why I do think there need to be regulations on when you can transfer. But NIL will adjust itself. So the Lions have 2 picks in the first round of next week's draft, but Jared Goff says he's not concerned about them potentially drafting another quarterback.
You know, whatever it is, I trust those guys. You know, they've expressed a lot of confidence in me and feel good about where I'm at and where I'm at with them and where we're headed. I'm excited about it. But if anything were to happen there, no concern, and trust those guys upstairs.
I would not draft a quarterback. I think Goff's fine. I think they hit a home run in the last couple drafts. They got a left tackle and a wide receiver, Penei Sewell and Amaron St. Brown. They were really nice players. So, and by the way, they're offensive people. They have a great back, Swift. They have a great left tackle. They have a nice receiver. They have a great tight end from Iowa. Like, to me, they can't stop anybody. So if I was the Lions, I would go heavy defense in the draft. Like, they've got some nice pieces. They can score. We saw them last year, Joy. They could have won 4 more games, like, against decent teams.
Nobody expected them to be good last year, but they were competitive, and they you could see the remnants of a culture being built there.
Yeah,
you know, of a standard being set. They have the 2nd and 32nd pick in the first round, and they also have a 34 at the beginning of the second round.
They can get
a lot of high end guys.
I would go get that corner from Cincinnati with the 2nd pick, Juice Sauce Gardner. I'd go get an elite corner. Got Aaron Rodgers in your division. I get an elite corner at the end of the draft. I'd go get. It's a great linebacker draft. I get a linebacker or a defensive lineman.
There are some reports that they were very impressed with Malik Willis.
I just don't think that's the. Is that going to help them next year? And if Dan Campbell doesn't win next year, he's going to enter year 3 on the hot seat. Go get you. They just gave up too many points in the second half. They outplayed the Rams for a half. The Super Bowl champ, and they just run out of gas.
I mean, I would stick with Goff for another year. I agree with you and everything that you're saying and the strategy for what they should be doing in the draft. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take Malik Willis.
I'm just telling you, Sauce Gardner at corner, 2nd pick. I think he may be the best player in the draft. And then I would go defense in the back end. Remember a couple years, teams are starting to do this now more, where they give a draft to one side of the ball.
Yeah, Carolina did it a few years ago.
Just like, we're just going to fix the offense. I mean, Jacksonville, basically Urban's first year, they got a quarterback, they got a running back, they got a blocking tight end. I think Detroit just has to give this draft to defense.
To defense.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
We said this last year. Remember you and I said Detroit was the best watch for a lousy team in the league. Like, I had no interest watching Houston.
All right.
Jacksonville wore me out.
Yeah.
Too much drama. But like Detroit, I watched 10 Lion games and I was like, they're not that far off.
They're fun.
They're fun.
Competitive games.
And Dan Campbell would make you cry. He was trying so hard.
He did. He definitely swayed me. Now, I do think they need to take a step up this year. I had no expectations for them last year, which is why I was actually very impressed with them.
But in the end, they have a guy that got to a Super Bowl quarterback. A left tackle of the future, a star running back.
They have a lot of young pieces.
A great tight end, and a nice, probably a number 2 receiver, maybe a 1. It's like, that's fine. You got that. That part's covered.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Bet Super 6 is giving NASCAR fans another free chance to win $25,000 of Clint's cash this Sunday. Download the Super 6 app and enter your 6 picks into the NASCAR Stage 2 contest for the race in Talladega for your shot to win.
For endless hot water, go Navien. Tanklessmadesimple.com. 15-year limited warranty. So it is going to be this weekend. We're going to have a Ben Simmons on Monday. Basically, the Brooklyn Nets lose Saturday. They're favored by a little bit, like three and a half, and they'll get swept. They're not going to win game four if they lose this weekend. So that could be, so far, the best units I've seen: the Warriors offense and the Celtics defense. Doesn't mean they're the best teams, but those two elements are the best I've seen in the playoffs. So, and I also think it's interesting. We thought Milwaukee and Phoenix were solid favorites. Both lost their number two player. So it's almost like the basketball god said, you know what? We're going to make it even more even. 2 years ago, we thought it was going to be the year of the pairings. Remember the year of parity. We thought it was going to be that 2 years ago. It's actually this year because Milwaukee and Phoenix are better teams. Like, they've proven it over the last year, and both lost their scoring guard. So you're like, oh, wow. This is now a complete – I mean, I think actually Milwaukee's in a little bit of trouble because if you kind of look at what Chicago can do, they've got a bunch of guys that can get a bucket. They don't shoot threes, but that's okay because Milwaukee just lost their best three-point shooter. So now it's just who gets the bucket. Milwaukee's not going to be dynamic enough to blow out Chicago. Chicago's not good enough to blow out Milwaukee. Those games are going to come down to DeRozan, Drew Holiday, Giannis, and maybe Zach LaVine getting a bucket. That Milwaukee-Chicago series now, and I would give Milwaukee the edge, Giannis over DeRozan. Those are going to be close games.
I love that the fans are responding to the parity as well with the ratings.
Oh, ratings.
We asked for this in the NBA for so long. And this is the year. It's felt like this in all sports, and I don't really know why. If we take a bigger step back, maybe we'll figure it out. But the NFL did not have a really great team this year. The NBA does not have a great team. Lots of good teams, but the bottom is not that bad.
Yeah.
And the top is not that great. A lot of parity. College football. It's very interesting.
Parity works if you've got stars with it.
Yes.
Like the NFL's got parity, but you got stars everywhere. NBA's right. Got parity, but you know, Philadelphia's got like there's a bunch of stars. It's just what we don't have is a Durant on Golden State where it's like, okay.
Right. And at the beginning of the year, you're like, well, the rest of us will play, but in the end, if we run into them, do we have anything that can beat them? No, not in a 7-game series. But you just don't feel that way this year.
Yeah, no, I think it's worked out well. I think the series have been, I mean, last night was great.
I mean, think about the first round. We're never talking about the first round like this.
So last night, the T-Wolves completely melted. I mean, and as they're pivoting to their new star, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Golden State, Denver was a great game. It was hooked up, tied up with about 3 minutes to go. And in the end, Golden State's shot makers are healthier, and Denver's missing two of them. And then I got Utah, which actually I thought they played great or well, but in the end, I mean, Jalen Brunson's playing out of his mind, and Dinwiddie's giving you 20 a night, and I don't think that's an anti-Utah vibe. That's a Dallas, like Memphis when Ja got hurt. Dallas is rising without their star. Everybody's up their game a little. I'm not here to bag on Utah. I think Dallas has been. I think Jalen Brunson's played. I mean, Jalen Brunson's averaging he's had 30 points a game with no turnovers.
Yep.
Like he's, I mean, even as much as you can like a Kyrie doesn't give you a lot of assists. He gives you some turnovers. Jalen Brunson's not turning the ball over. He's like an all-star.
I mean, there are no bad series. Even Heat Hawks,
we thought Milwaukee-Chicago was going to be a dusting.
Not anymore. Heat Hawks is very chippy, even the fact that the Heat are dominating, it's still chippy. Sixers-Raptors, Joel Embiid had to hit a three to win that game. So even the ones that are far apart are still thrilling. It's great.
Feel your best with M-Drive, supplements for driven men. Do not let age define you. Backed by science, try M-Drive Lean. It's a protein powder. Most protein powders stink and taste terrible. This one doesn't. Go to mdriveformen.com to get M-Drive Lean. We had a good week. And is next week's the draft?
Next week is the draft, next Thursday.
Wow. So that is, this is not as glamorous a draft, but now keep your eye. There's a lot of teams with two picks that don't want two picks. So you're going to see some moves next week in the draft. There's going to be a lot of movement coming up, plus Kyler Murray drama, Debo Samuel for joining everybody. We'll see you Monday live in LA. It's The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.